So we are here at CBIZ, a top 10 national accounting and tax provider in Boston. Very happy to introduce now David Lewin, Managing Director and Leader of the Accounting Advisory Practice, to talk about revenue recognition and how it is changing. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you very much.
So revenue recognition, I think a lot of people, if they're not in business, don't realize how important this is when it comes to paying your taxes and figuring out how much money you've made or you haven't made.
Lots of people out there think revenue recognition is just when you collect cash, and that is just not the case under U.S. GAAP. There are lots of changes going on with the new standard that's been issued. Essentially, it's a five-part model. It's revenue generated from contracts. And if you don't have a contract, you ultimately have to defer that recognition of revenue until all the services are provided and all the cash is substantially
collected. So give us a concrete example of what that would mean for a certain kind of company, how it was, how it is going to be now.
Yeah, so let's say you're a provider, you're a manufacturer, and you're going to manufacture a printing press for somebody and they're going to purchase it. And that printing press also comes with a binder. So you essentially would have many distinct performance obligations. Number one, to build the press, to deliver the press, then to combine the press with the binder, and ultimately test it to make sure it works. So you may have four or five different distinct performance obligations, and ultimately you'll recognize revenue as you complete those distinct performance obligations, versus in the past, where you may have had to wait till the entire thing was built, the entire press was delivered, and it worked. So revenue could actually be recognized earlier.
Well, is this something that grew out of the financial crisis and the idea that companies were manipulating earnings by the dates on which they recognized their revenue?
Yeah, I think actually this new revenue recognition standard came about because there was such diverse practice in the industry. So today, there's revenue recognition rules for, let's say, manufacturers, for consumer products companies, for franchisors, for companies who manufacture high-tech products. Now there is basically one revenue recognition standard that pulls all the guidance in, so there's consistency across industries. So when you pick up that annual report and you read it, readers will be able to better understand how companies are recognizing revenue.
So now, obviously, your job is just to help your clients comply. As somebody who knows this area of taxation very well, is this a move that makes sense?
Absolutely. So I just want to make sure everybody understands, this is less about tax and more about GAAP financial statement revenue recognition. So my job will be to go in and consult with companies to help them understand, what is this new standard going to mean to you? And why is that so important? A lot of people are kind of not necessarily ignoring it, but it's been deferred. So public companies right now won't have to implement this till 2018, and private companies until 2019. But the key is, you'll want to understand how it's going to impact you, because if you're doing your five-year plan and all of a sudden revenue is going to be deferred by 3 years, you'll want to know that. If your bonus and your incentive compensation plans are derived partially on, let's say, revenue growth, you're going to want to know the impact so you can adjust those bonus plans in accordance with how revenue will be recognized.
Now, how is this? What flexibility are companies going to have to be able to move revenue around? Because it's often a key factor in how they do their quarterly reporting.
I think there's actually more flexibility in the new standard than there was in the old. But at the end of the day, the devil's going to come down in the details. What's in the contract? How is the contract written? What are those performance obligations that the companies are required to perform for their clients will ultimately drive when they can recognize revenue and how much.
Well, is that then suggest that, I mean, you want to learn about this now because you want to write those contracts in such a way that you can manage your revenue stream?
So that is absolutely right. So a lot of contracts today may have a performance bonus. So let's say you manufacture X product, and if you get it to me a month early, you'll get a $100,000 performance bonus. Under the old revenue recognition standards, you couldn't recognize that bonus until it was earned. Under the new standard, you can recognize it ratably over the term of the contract to the extent it's probable it won't be reversed.
Biggest winners, biggest losers here in a nutshell?
Biggest winners, readers of the financial statements, it's easier. Disclosures will be more clear. Biggest losers, I'd say the companies that have to do tons and tons of work to figure it out.
That's why they need you.
That's it.
Revenue recognition standards are changing. Dave Lewin, Managing Director, Leader of the Accounting Advisory Practice at CBiz, somebody you may want to talk to find out how your company is going to be affected. Well, we've got about 40 minutes left before the end of trading today. And markets, we'd have to say, are mixed right now. S&P 500 is down by 3 points. We were higher when the show began. Dow Jones Industrials up by 2. The NASDAQ off by 10 points right now, 0.2%. This is Taking Stock, broadcasting live from the Boston headquarters of CBiz, a top 10 national accounting and tax provider.